17 on WTMJ. We are so lucky to be broadcasting from the Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. We're surrounded by thousands of toys for deserving children across our community. So Mike McManus, he's Capco's IT executive. I'm on one of your free Wi-Fis. I wonder if you can see everything I'm typing.
I could. Good thing we're not looking for it, right?
I've been very, I haven't been naughty at all. I'm on the good list. What does this mean to you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is a great experience for us every year. So I've been a part of the Capco Kids to Kids since before I even worked here, when they used to have the drive-through light show that we all loved so much. For me, it goes beyond just helping all the local children that don't maybe have easy access to toys, but really that chance to teach my children the spirit of giving, which I think is important. So we love being able to take the kids out, have them do some of the shopping, take some of the wish lists, and just it's just a really magical experience all around.
Mike, seeing this since day one, and this being the 20-year anniversary of this, how have you seen, I mean, could you have imagined it would become what it has?
No, I mean, every year we find a way to just kind of be creative and find a way to just make it really, really unique and special. I think being the 20th, there's, you know, a lot of extra effort going into that. But for us, it's been really, really excited to see the growth over the last few years and looking forward to a great celebration of giving tomorrow.
Take me through Santa's wish list day and your children. What is it like?
It's really special. I think as the kids get these lists and we're going out and we're shopping for some of the families, you get a chance to allow them to be creative, right? So to see that creativity in their eyes of saying, oh, this kid's interested in football. What would I get an 8-year-old boy who's interested in football? And then watching their eyes like, well, maybe they want cards. Maybe they want a football. Maybe they would like gloves to catch one. So I think that's the excitement, is just watching their creativity spark. And you see a little bit of themselves and their personalities come out and try to just imagine what it would be like to be in the other side of the fence. So
what do your children tell you after they do something like this and volunteer?
They love it. Usually they want to go back. It's sometimes hard to drag them out from it. You know, you're going store to store, going down the toy aisles. That's every kid's dream, right? So they certainly find some items to add to their own wish lists sometimes when we're out there as well. So it's a really special experience to be able to do with the family.
Is that one of the things that makes this toy drive so unique, is having kids that are involved as well? Because most toy drives, you have adults and corporations and others that are just come and donate, and that's that. But to have actual kids being involved in making other kids' Christmases.
Yeah, and I think that's what changes it from a toy drive to kids, right? And I think, you know, that naming is so special because it is about the kids on both sides of the fences getting something from this. You know, for us, it's just really amazing to go and watch kids not only do the shopping, but the student leadership at the different schools, to watch the volunteers come in, kids at all ages from all around different communities get involved, and I think that's the best part of it.
I agree. What does it mean to your teammates or yourself?
Well, for our teammates, it's always a special chance to volunteer, right? So we've had different people throughout the weeks go and want to do different parts of it. So some people like going and decorating in here to watch this place come to life. Some people love doing the shopping. Some people want to just come and enjoy the celebration of giving. I think there's something unexplainable for those who haven't had a chance to come here to the Kazmarek Center and just see what it looks like to have 15,000 toys in a building and just watching the magic happen.
Something like this just doesn't come about. When do you all start prepping for this?
Well, I would imagine that as soon as 1 year is done, the planning for the next year begins for the lucky team here that gets to do it. So I think the spirit of it breathes all year long, even though we obviously, the culmination, right, is our big celebration of giving. But it takes partners. It takes hardworking individuals here at the Kazmarek Center that spend the entire year thinking and dreaming up ways to keep it fresh every single year.
So maybe you're thinking, maybe I should bring my child down here and to volunteer or bring down something. You know, what's really cool is that there's an area where you can build ornaments, you can color. Is that really special too?
Yeah, I think for those who haven't had a chance, I would strongly encourage you to come out tomorrow and visit it. So there's all sorts of activities that go on. So, you know, take the cold weather away. There's always opportunities to have campfires and make s'mores and decorate ornaments, do coloring, and then just watching them see, you know, whether you got Bango that sometimes shows up here. You got Rudolph and others that are dressed up. The kids have so many things to come out and do. So if you're interested in coming, just know that there's plenty for you. Keep your kids entertained.
And the goal, is there a goal that's set every year, or is it just to make it better than the last?
Well, obviously, there's goals every year. 20th anniversary, 20,000 toys, right? But obviously, the more we can get toys donated, the more impact we can give to the community, right? So there's a bunch of great organizations that become the beneficiary of the toy drive. We're always looking to find ways to collect as many toys as possible. But also, if you can just put a smile on a million faces from all the people that come through every year, that's just as special.
Who knew there was a Nerf basketball? You know, I saw a pink one.
I said, that's old school. That's when I was growing up. Yeah, yeah.
What?
You're too young for that, Julia.
You need to come shopping and go down those toy aisles. There's going to be things you never imagined that they make toys for. And things go in cycles. So things that were cool 30 years ago come back around. And
yeah.
So it's going to be bitterly cold tomorrow. What has changed? Have you moved most of it indoors?
Yeah, there are certainly going to be some logistical changes. But I think the spirit remains of come out and enjoy it, right? So there's still going to be outside decorations. If you haven't been around the campus here, as it starts to get dark, 4:30, the whole drive back here is lit up. It's a beautiful wonderment in itself just to drive through and see the lights as you guys exit today. Just take it all in, right? I think that's one of the things I would tell people. But don't let the cold distract you, right? The spirit of Christmas is magical, whether it's 0 degrees or whether it's 50 degrees. We've had years where it's green as can be outside. There's been years it's rained, and then there's beautiful years like this where we just had a special volunteer tell us, if there's one thing to take away, everybody wants a white Christmas. Does it get any better than coming tomorrow to the Celebration of Giving and seeing the white snow everywhere?
He is Mike McNannis, Capco IT executive, and you're like Q. You know, aren't you? With like from James Bond, you get to know all the little gadgets for the Capco.
I wish it was that special. You know, sometimes we wish you guys could see. You know, we're just ordinary people, right?
So. All right. Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. We're surrounded by thousands of toys for deserving children in our community. We hope that you stop by. Stop by. Say hello to us. Drop off a toy and then tomorrow bring your family.